This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Foolish Dictionary by Gideon Words. Section 1. Preface and Letter A. To my dog, who first heard these lines and didn't run away mad, I reverently dedicate this tome. A fool may give a wise man counsel. Preface. In this age of the arduous pursuit of peace, prosperity, and pleasure, the smallest contribution to the gaiety, if not to the wisdom, of nations can scarcely be unwelcome. With this in mind, the author has prepared The Foolish Dictionary, not in serious emulation of the worthier and wordier works of Webster and Worcester, but rather in the playful spirit of the parodist, who would gladly direct the faint rays from his flickering candle of fun to the shrine of their great memories. With half a million English words to choose from, modesty has been the watchword, and the author has confined himself to the treatment of only about half a thousand. How wise, flippant, sober, or stupid this treatment has been, it is for the reader alone to judge. However, if from epigram, derivative, or pure absurdity there be born a single laugh between the lids, the laborer will accredit himself worthy of his hire. In further explanation, it should be said that some slight deference has been made to other wits, and the definitions include a few quotations from the great minds of the past and present. As for the rest, the jury will please acknowledge a plea of guilty from Gideon Words. It's a long lane that has no ash barrel. A. Distilled waters run deep. Absinthe, from two Latin words, ad and sinistrum, meaning to the bad. If in doubt, try one. Old adage, absinthe makes the jag last longer. Abstinence, from the Persian ab, water, and stein or tankard. Hence, water tankard or water wagon. Accession, a beheading process by which you may either win or lose a political job. Old spelling, axe session. Accident, a condition of affairs in which presence of mind is good, but absence of body better. Adamant, from Adam's aunt, reputed to be a hard character. Hence, anything tough or hard. Adore, from ad, annex, and or, meaning wealth. Example, foreign nobles who marry American heiresses adore them. Advice, a commodity peddled by your lawyer and given away by your mother-in-law, but impossible to dispose of yourself. Famous as the one thing which it is more blessed to give than receive. Good advice, something old men give young men when they can no longer give them a bad example. Adversity, a bottomless lake surrounded by nearsighted friends. Affinity, complimentary term for your husband or your wife, sometimes a synonym for your finish. Afterthought, a tardy sense of prudence that prompts one to try to shut his mouth about the time he has put his foot in it. Age, something to brag about in your wine cellar and forget in a birthday book. The boast of an old vintage, the bugaboo of an old maid. Alcohol, a liquid good for preserving almost everything except secrets. Alderman, a political office known as the crook's road to wealth. From English all and Greek derma, meaning skin, all skin. Alimony, an expensive soothing syrup prescribed by the judge for a divorcee's bleeding heart. Old spelling, allay money. Allopathy, from English all, everybody, and Greek pathos, pain, pain for everybody. Homeopathy, from Greek homoios, same, and pathos, pain, just the same. Alphabet, a toy for the children found in books, blocks, pictures, and vermicelli soup. Contains 26 letters and only 3 syllables. Ancestors, the originators of the family tree. A remarkable sex paradox in which the ancestors are always the forefathers. Angel, a heavenly ineligible with wings and a harp, or an earthly eligible with money and a heart. Anterooms, euphemistic term for Canfield's New York City. Anti-imperialist, a patriot whose conscience works overtime. Antimony, a metallic substance discovered by Valentine in 1450 and now extensively used in the arts, particularly poker. Appendicitis, a modern pain costing about $200 more than the old-fashioned stomach ache. Argument, breaking and entering the ear, assault and battery on the brain, and disturbing the peace. Arson, derived from the Hebrew, see insurance. Artist, commonly the individual long-haired and short-suited, having a positive pose and an uncertain income. Often shy on meal tickets, but strong on technique and the price of tripe sandwiches. An artist may be a barber, a bootblack, a sergeant, or a Paderewski. Athlete, a dignified bunch of muscles, unable to split wood or sift the ashes. Augur, one who bored the ancients with prophecies. Automobile, from English ought to, and Latin moveo, to move. A vehicle, which ought to move, but frequently can't. Automobilist, a landlubber on wheels made up to resemble a deep-sea diver. Fine feathers make fine feather beds. End of section 1, preface and letter A.